大家好。
Greetings to everyone.
我们开始之前，我们祈祷。
Before we begin, let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
让我们想到，当人犯罪以后，我们每一个人都要面对死。
When we realize that all our sinners after our death, we would face the judgment.
但是今天我们纪念主耶稣从死里面复活。
But today, here we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
因为我们的主已经胜过死亡，胜过罪。
Because our Lord has conquered the death and sins.
我们愿意今天通过你的话语的时候，帮助我们相信主耶稣复活的真理。
And today, through your words, please help us to believe the truth of your resurrection.
愿意主你的大能通过你的福音去彰显，出去。
May your power be manifested through the gospel.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
复活节。顾名思义呢，就是纪念，就是庆祝主耶稣从死里面复活。
So Easter, by name, is a holiday that we celebrate God's resurrection.
Okay. 所以呢，但是呢，有很多人觉得呢，主耶稣复活这个故事呢，只是教会编出来，把耶稣神化了的一个故事。
But then many people believe that the resurrection was a made-up story by the church to just mystify Jesus.
所以呢，今天我的任务呢，就是来研究一下复活这个故事的可信性，还有它背后的含义。
So today, my task is to investigate the credibility of the resurrection and the meaning behind it.
那首先呢，我必须要承认呢，就是复活是一件呢难以置信的一件事。
So first, I must admit that resurrection is indeed an incredible event.
但是为什么最后教会都相信这个事实呢？
But why, in the end, all the churches believe this is true?
我想，因为其中一个很重要的原因呢，就是当时，报告这个复活的事情的人呢，他们是一群很可信的，证人。
But I think this is because, at the time, the group of people who accounted, the resurrection, they were all very credible people.
我们刚刚读的这段圣经呢，其实是从路加福音出来。
So the passage we just read was from the book of Luke.
路加是一个医生。
Luke was a physician.
当他写路加福音的时候呢，他就告诉我们他写的目的。
So when he wrote, so in the book of Luke, he told us the reason he wrote this book.
在一章一到四节的时候呢，他告诉我们，路加福音呢是写给一个人叫提阿非罗大人。
So in chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, he told us that the book was written for the most excellent Theophilus.
路加写的目的就是要证明呢，他们所传的福音就是有关耶稣的事情呢，都是事实。
The purpose of this book was to prove that the gospel they were preaching and all the things about Jesus were all true.
那路加不是十二个门徒之一。
So Luke was not one of the 12 disciples.
但是呢，其实他是跟耶稣是同时代的一个人。
But he was a contemporary of Jesus.
所以呢，他就是有这个机会呢去考察，这些亲眼见过耶稣的人。
So he was able to investigate, those people who had witnessed those things.
他说他从起头就把耶稣的故事从起头呢就开始去尝试的去考察。
So he started, he carefully investigated everything from the beginning.
那为什么他要花简直的时间?
Why did he took this time to do this?
因为他的受信人呢是一个罗马的官。
Because the letter was addressed to a person who was a Roman official.
那如果这个官呢发现呢他这个你们这些基督徒所讲的事情呢是假的，你路加不怕给人杀头吗？
So if the Roman official found out all the things that the disciples were telling were all false, won't Luke was afraid of being killed?
还有呢，就是我们知道路加福音呢写成的时间呢，跟这个事情，就是耶稣这个事情呢，这个时期呢是很靠近。
And we also know that the date of the book of Luke was very close to the event date.
我们知道了路加福音呢写成的时间呢一定在公元62年之前。
So we know that the book of Luke was completed before the year of 62 AD.
也就是这个也是就是说了就是耶稣死后不到30年呢路加福音就写好了。
So which means that the book was completed less than 30 years after Jesus' death.
那如果呢耶稣复活的这个故事是虚构的。
So if the Jesus' resurrection was a falsified story.
你很难骗人哦，因为人家可以去找同代的人去对证。
It would be very difficult because at the time there were the contemporaries of Jesus who could come out and testify.
他们可以指出来的你所讲的东西从来没有发生。
They could come out and pointed out that everything you it was accounted for in the book never happened.
那么你就是欺骗这个罗马的官。
Then Luke was then he committed a crime of deceiving this Roman official.
还有呢，你会发觉，路加福音呢，它记载的这些事情呢，都是很详细。
Another thing is you will see that everything recorded in the book of Luke was of great details.
那我们现在都常常讲到这些。Fake news 就是假的新闻。
So these days we often hear fake news.
如果这些新闻是假的，他都不愿意告诉你详细的内容。
So fake news, in fake news, they don't tell you all the details.
因为他怕你呢会去调查嘛。
Because they're afraid that you will go investigate on your own.
但是呢，路加记载这些事情的时候呢。他就把这个时间、地点、人物都告诉你。
But Luke recorded the things about Jesus had all the details like date, place, and the people involved.
我们刚刚读的这个故事的时候，它发生在正当哪日，就是耶稣复活的这天。
So the story we just read happened on the same day, which is the day that Jesus was risen.
也就是说耶稣死后的第三天。
And that was the third day after his death.
地点呢就是在耶路撒冷附近的一个叫以马忤寺的路上。
And the place was on the way to a village called Emmaus.
人物有两个。
And there were two people in the story.
其中有一个有记载他的名字就是叫
And one of them, his name was recorded, and he was Cleopas.
那这个人呢，不是一个无名小卒啊。
And Cleopas was not a nobody.
我们现在都可以查出这个人是谁。
And we can find out who this person was.
约翰福音里面呢，记载了他的妻子呢，都是其中四个妇女站在十字架面前。见到耶稣钉十字架的 其中一个。
So in the book of John, it recorded there were four women eyewitnessed the nailing of Jesus on the cross, and Cleopas' wife Mary was one of them.
教会历史告诉我们，他的儿子呢是耶路撒冷的一个很著名的牧师，叫示勉。
And the church's history also recorded that Cleopas' son Simon was a very famous pastor in the early church.
不单只把这个时间、地点、人物告诉我们，他还把他们的对话也告诉我们。
So not only the book recorded the time and the location of the story, it also recorded the conversations among between the two disciples.
当耶稣向这个两个门徒显现的时候，其实这两个人呢没有认出耶稣来。
So when Jesus revealed himself to these two people, these two did not recognize him.
还这两个人还告诉这个陌生人呢，就是。耶稣就是他们所盼望的救主。
So these two people told the stranger that Jesus was the Messiah they had hoped.
但是三天之前，他给自己钉死在十字架上。
But 3 days ago, he was nailed to death on the cross.
他说呢，今天有妇女去到耶稣的坟墓的时候呢，发现这个坟墓是空的。
And they mentioned that today there were women who went to Jesus' tomb and found it empty.
找不到他的身体，还有天使说耶稣已经活了。
And they couldn't find his body. And also, they saw a vision of angel. The vision of angel told them that Jesus is alive.
那虽然呢，这段话，这个故事已经记载在30年后。耶稣死后30年后
Even though these stories were recorded 30 years after Jesus' death
但是当时的人还是可以去调查他的真实性
But at the time, people were still able to investigate the credibility of the story
就好像呢如果现在有人说毛泽东已经复活了
So, for example, it's just like if someone today said Chairman Mao was alive.
那么你要证明他这个是骗人的话是很容易。
So it would be very easy to prove that this is a lie.
我1988年的时候去北京的这个毛主席纪念馆的时候，我见过他睡在这个水晶棺里面哦。
So in 1988, I was in Beijing. I went to the Memorial Hall of Mao, and I saw his body in a glass coffin.
结果就证明他没有复活了。
So this is a proof that he did not resurrect.
所以同样的方法，当时的人三十年，耶稣死后三十年，如果有人说耶稣已经复活，他们就可以说，我带你去看他的坟墓，看他的尸。
So like 30 years later, if people say Jesus is alive, people could say, well, I could go to his tomb and see his body.
只要这样子做，就证明呢，耶稣复活只是一个神话。
And they only needed to do that to prove that Jesus' resurrection was a myth.
但是当时的人都不能这样子做。
But at the time, The contemporaries of Jesus couldn't do that.
原因就是的确这个坟墓是空的。
The reason was the tomb was indeed empty.
还有呢，如果我们看路加福音这个故事的时候，你会发觉当时的人连他的门徒也不相信耶稣已经复活。
And also in the book of Luke, you see that even Jesus' disciples did not believe that Jesus was risen.
这个就是为什么耶稣出现在两个门徒面前的时候，这两个门徒认不出耶稣来。
And that was why when Jesus revealed himself in front of these two disciples, and the two disciples did not recognize him.
这个是很重要的一点。
And this was a very important point.
这证明呢，耶稣复活不是门徒的一个幻觉。
This shows that Jesus' resurrection was not a hallucination of the disciples.
因为他们从来都没有想过他会复活。
Because they never thought about it was possible that Jesus could resurrect.
这个也证明一件事情，耶稣复活一定不是教会编出来的一个神话。
And this also shows that Jesus' resurrection was not a myth created by the church.
因为就是教会编这个神话也不受欢迎，没有人会相信。
Because let's say even if this were created by church and this was not a story welcomed by everyone.
这两个门徒呢，因为耶稣三天前呢给人钉死的时候，其实他们感到了非常绝望。
Because three days ago when Jesus was nailed to death, these two people were in despair.
所以你知道呢，一个人很绝望的时候呢，他会失去他的理智。
So when people are in despair, they often lose their mind.
所以就是当耶稣向他显现，告诉这两个人，嘿，我就是复活的耶稣。
So even if Jesus revealed to these two people and said, hey, I am the risen Jesus.
大概这两个人的反应会说，不可能，你只是生得像耶稣而已。
And very likely these two would have reacted, no, that's not possible, you just look like him.
所以耶稣呢指出呢这两个门徒呢他们信心迟钝。
So Jesus pointed out that these two were very slow.
他就用旧约圣经呢从最开始摩西的书一直讲到尾，讲到他怎么基督怎么受害得到荣耀的预言都解释给他们。
So he explained the prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus, how he would suffer and then die on the cross from the very beginning and to the Moses, the prophecies.
所以耶稣的意思就是，其实耶稣受害最后复活这些事情早就在旧约圣经里面预言。
So, the things about Jesus' suffering and his death were all mentioned in the Old Testament.
那门徒听到耶稣的解释以后呢，圣经就说呢，他们心里面就火热了。
So the Bible mentioned that these two people, after they heard about these explanation, their hearts were burning within them.
最后呢，这两个门徒就醒悟过来啊。前面的这个就是耶稣。
So finally, these two disciples realized that the stranger in front of them was the risen Jesus.
所以你可以说呢，通过圣经的预言呢，可以点起我们的信心。
So we can say that the prophecies in Bible can ignite our faith.
那么我们现在就用同一个方法。我们去看看旧约里面有关基督的预言。
So here, let us use the same method to look at the prophecies given in the Old Testament.
所以我现在要问问大家。
So now let me ask you.
在旧约圣经里面，有关耶稣第一次降临的预言有多少段？
So how many prophecies about Jesus' first coming were mentioned in the Old Testament?
有没有人愿意猜啊？其实我长大之前也不知道的，所以你猜不对不答。但是你猜，你
Can you、okay. venture a guess? It doesn't matter.
有多少个啊？哦，超过100个。OK.
Someone said it's more than 100.
嗯，有84个。
So actually there are 84.
那你要知道哦。圣经的预言呢，是一点不含糊的。
So, you know that all the prophecies in Bible are very clear.
他把他的内容呢都很详细的告诉我。
So the contents were all very detailed.
因为今天的时间有限呢，我只选了 两类的预言告诉大家。
So due to time constraint, today I'll talk about two types of prophecies.
第一个呢是讲到耶稣受害受死的日期的。
One is about the death of Christ's one is about the date of Christ's death.
另外一个就是耶稣受死的过程。
The other is about the whole process of his death.
有关耶稣受死的日期的预言呢，是记在最清楚的是在但以理书九章二十五到二十七节。
So the prophecy about Jesus' death and the date of the death is clearly recorded in the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
这个但以理书呢是写在耶稣出生之前五百年前。
The book of Daniel was written 500 years before Jesus' birth.
这个预言呢，我们一般叫它七十个七的预言。
This prophecy is often called 77s.
原因就是呢，这个预言把人类的历史好像一个时钟一样，但是它分开成为七十个七年。
The reason is, this prophecy divided human history like a clock in 77 years.
它还告诉我们呢，这个时钟的开始是怎么算的。
It also tells us how the beginning of this clock was calculated.
就是呢，从出令重建、重新建造耶路撒冷，直到受膏君的时候，必有七个七和六十二个七。
So it says, from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes, there will be seven sevens.And 62 sevens.
过了六十二个七，那受膏者就被剪除，一无所有。
After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing.
那这里所讲的这个受膏者呢，其实就是基督。
Here the anointed one is the Christ.
因为基督这个是希腊文呢，它的意思就是受膏者。
Christ is Greek. In Greek, it means the anointed one.
所以呢，这个预言是告诉我们，耶稣是什么时候会被杀的。
So this death is about the date, when Jesus would be killed.
但是这个预言呢，它告诉我们这个时钟的起点呢是什么时候。
And this prophecy also tells us the beginning of this 70s. This clock of 77s.
就是出令重新建造耶路撒冷的时候。
That is from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem.
那这个我们从历史上面知道呢，这个就是波斯王亚达士斯王，他在主前440年3月5号的时候下令建造耶路撒冷的城。
So this is the date from the history that we know. This is the date when the Persian king Artaxerxes ordered Nehemiah to rebuild Jerusalem city wall. And this was the year of 444 BC on the date of the fifth date of March.
那么呢？他说嘛，经过七个七，还有六十二个七，那么就是六十九个七年。
So it says seven sevens and 62 sevens. So in total, there are 69 sevens.
所以就是一共呢是483年。
So in total, there were 483 years.
那么他说有受膏君的时候，其实英文的翻译呢。比中文的更好。
So it says until the anointed one, but the English translation is better.
他说嘛，英文他说 the anointed one, the ruler comes, 就是他进来的时候。
the English translation says, the anointed one, the ruler comes. This means when the anointed one comes.
Okay, 这个其实就是我们常读圣经的时候讲到耶稣凯旋进入耶路撒冷的这一天。
So this is the date when Jesus triumphantly entered into Jerusalem.
但是如果你算一算,
But if you do a calculation,
又要问 David 了，就是444年加起，就是加起483年呢。 应该就是公元39年。
So it started the year of 444 BC, and if you count 483 years since then, and this is the year of 39 AD.
但是我们知道耶稣受死应该是公元33年的。
But we know that Jesus' death happened in the year of 33 AD.
那么这个预言不是错了吗?
But isn't that this prophecy is wrong?
但是你要记得哦, 犹太人一年呢, 只有360天。
But you have to remember that the Jewish year, there are 360 days in a year.
我们现代一年呢, 有365天。
So nowadays, a year has 365 days.
我们还有闰年。
And there's also leap year.
所以呢，如果你把用一个犹太人的年去算的时候呢，其实它总共就是173,088天。
So if you calculate using the Jewish year, 483 years equals to 173,880 days.
变成我们现在的计算，就是一年365天的方法的时候呢，其实就是相等于476年。
So if we use the modern calendar and using 365 days in a year, this is equal to 476 years.
所以耶稣他这个预言就是很准确的告诉我们，耶稣是公元33年3月30号的时候进入耶路撒冷。So
the prophecy was very accurately foretold that the date when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, that was the year of 33 AD. It's March 30th of that year.
我们知道他进去以后五天，他就被钉死在十字架上。那么再过三天，他就复活了。So
we know that 5 days after Jesus entered into Jerusalem, he was nailed on the cross and died, and 3 days later he was risen.
圣经不单指，其实他不单指告诉我们呢，耶稣会什么时候进耶路撒冷受死。
So the Bible not only mentioned that when Jesus, the date Jesus would enter into Jerusalem and then be killed.
其实呢，圣经也告诉我们呢，他是怎么进去呢？是坐骑驴进去的。It
also mentioned how Jesus would enter into Jerusalem. It mentioned that Jesus rode a donkey.
还有告诉我们呢，耶稣是给他的朋友所出卖的。
And it also mentioned that Jesus was betrayed by his friend.
他的朋友就是用30块银子的价钱卖掉耶稣。
So his friend betrayed him for a price of 30 pieces of silver.
那这些预言都在耶稣身上应验。
And all these prophecies accomplished in Jesus.
但是呢，我想我们再看一个。 有关耶稣的预言，就是他被杀的过程。
So here we'll look at another prophecy. It's about the process how Jesus was killed.
其实，在圣经里面有多过一处的地方，记载耶稣被杀，预言耶稣基督被杀的过程。
So in Jesus, in the Bible, there are many places that recorded how Jesus was nailed on the cross.
但是呢，我选的就是诗篇的二十二篇。
But here I choose to talk about the one recorded in Psalm 22.
那我想大家都大概知道，耶稣被杀就是他钉在十字架上死的。
So I think everyone knows Jesus, how Jesus died. Actually, Jesus was nailed on the cross.
但是你不一定知道呢，只是他怎么死的这个尝试的内容呢，早在一千年前有一个人叫大卫，他就已经写下来了。
But did you know that the whole event was actually recorded a thousand years ago by David?
那我先要解释一下，圣经就是预告一个事情呢，有两个方法。
So here, first, I will mention that the Bible has two ways to foretell something about the future.
第一个就是我们刚刚所看，比方说，好像但以理书这类的，我们叫是预言。
One way is what's recorded in the book of Daniel is called prophecy.
第二类呢，我们叫预表。
The other way is called typology.
比方说，举一个例子，大卫就是基督的预表。
For example, David is a type of Christ.
因为大卫跟基督呢有很多相似的地方。
Because David and Jesus had many things in common.
比方我们说，大卫是一个王，基督也是一个王。
For example, David was a king, Jesus was also a king.
还有呢，基督是大卫的子孙。
And Jesus is David's descendant.
所以呢，大卫就好像呢，基督的一个投影一样。
So David was like a projection of Jesus.
但是呢，基督所发生在基督身上的事情呢，比发生在大卫的事情更厉害。
But the things happened in Jesus were more powerful than what happened in King David.
比方说，大卫是以色列的王。
For example, David was the king of Israel.
基督呢，却是万王之王。
And Jesus was the king of kings.
诗篇二十二篇呢，是大卫讲到他受苦的一个经验。
So Psalm 22 was about the suffering, the experience of David's suffering.
但是呢，这个成为基督受苦的一个预表。
But it was a projection of Jesus' suffering.
首先呢，你看呢，诗篇二十二篇里面第一节。
So here, let's look at Psalm 22, the first verse.
他说我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？
It says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
马太福音记载，耶稣钉在十字架上面的时候，他也大声喊着说，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？
In the book of Matthew, it also recorded Jesus shouted out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
诗篇二十二篇十六节里面呢，大卫说，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
And in Psalm 22, verse 16, David said, "They pierced my hands and my feet."
约翰福音记载呢，他们就把耶稣啊钉在十字架上。
And in the book of John recorded, there they crucified him.
那这个预言呢，其实是很特别的。
This prophecy is very special.
因为在人类历史里面呢，从来没有一个时期呢，是把人的手跟脚钉在一个木头上面。
Because at the time, throughout the human history, there was no death execution was done by piercing the person's hands and feet.
所以把你的手、你的脚刺穿的这个刑罚呢，是罗马人首先发明出来。
So piercing people's hands and feet and nail them on the cross, this was invented by the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国呢，是发生在大卫的年代以后几百年后。
And Roman Empire was created like several hundred of years after David's time.
还有呢， 诗篇22篇18节呢，大卫说，他们分我的外衣，为我的女衣，念咒。
And also in Psalm 22nd, verse 18, David said, "They divide my clothes among them, and cast lots for my garment."
那这个预言也是一个很详细的一个记载。
And this prophecy is also very detailed.
因为它讲明的是这个外衣是分的，女衣呢是用煎粥的方法，就是看哪一个拿到的。
And because it talked about the clothes were divided among the soldiers, but the undergarment was, they had to cast a lot for that.
那如果你抢东西的时候，你为什么用这么麻烦的方法？你不用同一个方法就解决了吗？
So if you loot something, why you take such a hassle to use two ways to divide your plunders?
那么约翰福音就解释，耶稣钉十字架的时候，为什么这些兵呢？他会剪纸，分耶稣的衣服。
So in the book of John, it explained why these soldiers divided Jesus' belongings this way.
他说，兵丁自然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的女衣，这件，女衣原来没有缝儿，就是向下一片制成的。他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要念咒，看谁得着。
So it recorded like this. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was